Also want to I want to start now the next couple of days, for a few days, not really that long. I'm going to try to want to go over, spend some time on Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, there are four brachas in Birchas HaMazon, and there's a Shir HaMalos, and then there are a whole set of Shehechiyanus, of Harachamons, which come after the Birchas HaMazon. And I want to spend some time going through some of the ideas, some more focused on Jewish, maybe a little halach, a little lomdus about Birchas HaMazon, no particular order. Now, where do you look? Let me ask you a very simple question. Where do you look to find get Torah for Birchas HaMazon? You go to the store and you buy on Birchas HaMazon, there are very few Sfarim. There are halacha Sfarim. Halacha, you learn Mishtabur, of course, you can learn. You go. Let's say you want a Sefer on here. I have a Sefer. I once picked this up many years ago. Pinini Birchas HaMazon. A Likut of Inyanim, Machshava, Jewish, Vertlach.
No recipes.
Verglach on Birchas HaMazon. Okay, it's one of a kind. You can't. I don't think you can get this anymore, the Sefer. This is like one of those types of stuff which comes and goes. Written by Vanunu. Shimon Vanunu. Vav Aleph Nun Vav Nun Vav. Vanunu. Shimon Vanunu. He was Malakate. It's a very impressive Likud of Verglach relating to Birchas HaMazon. Okay. I have another Sefer at home which is more halacha. It's more halacha-oriented. I'm sure over the years I've not paid attention. Many Sfarim have come out more focused on halacha. But where do you really get the good stuff? Birchas HaMazon. Where do you get the... What? Online, no. Online, I don't know, maybe. I don't really... He has a book, that's right. I got to get hold of that book, correct? That's right, but let's go further.
Go to Beagle Eyes.
No, Beagle Eyes, and they're not going to either have this or they won't have this. No. Very easy. No, Irish Closet, they have a book, a very thin book, I have it. They have a very thin little book on Birchas HaMazon, that's true. But what's the real answer? The Haggadahs. Many people have at home, many people, not everyone, they have stacks. Every year, about at least 10 new Haggadahs are published. Go to Beagle Eyes and depending on the year, 10, 20, 30. Every year, new Haggadahs. I don't buy Haggadahs. I don't have money to buy. I don't have time to learn Haggadahs. But over the years, you know, you pick up Haggadah. 1 year, two, every once in a while, you pick up another Haggadah. So what are all the Haggadahs? They're all Likutim of a certain prominent Rosh Yeshiva, or a collection of people that live in a certain city, or a certain group of people from a certain yeshiva, whatever it was. Every Haggadah has a different... It's a blueprint. It's a template for... to bring out about everything they said in life. Anything they ever said in life, that you take their whole life and you can summarize it and attach to a certain part of the Haggadah. In the Haggadahs, they always have stuff on benching. So if you have at home 20 Haggadahs, you collect it since your childhood, and you open up all the Haggadahs, and you go to Birchas HaMazon, you're guaranteed to find something good. When you go with the Haggadahs. So that's what I want to try to go through with you. A few little verloch over here and there about benching to spend a few days to get a better appreciation for bench. So let's just start now with a few very short things. First of all, Birchas HaMazon, Dvarim Pshutim, is the only bracha besides Birchas HaTorah that is Deoraisa. All of the Gedolim, I think even this is about the Chazon Ish, is they were very, we all know that when it comes to Shemona Esrei, when you stand Shemona Esrei, everyone is very mocked, but not to be mafsik. You don't look here, you don't look there, you don't talk. No one plays games, generally speaking, during the Shemona Esrei. But yet, when it comes to benching, when you're sitting at home, after Suda, and you're benching, while you're benching, you're looking here, you're looking there, take out your cell phone, you're going, no. Someone even is even worse. They're talking to you. You're benching, and while you're benching, someone is telling you a story. So with one ear, or with 90% of your being, you're listening to the story, and your lip service, if even that, for the benching. Now let's ask a simple question. Which one of these two is Daraisa? Is benching Daraisa, or is Tfila? Tfila, according to most Poskim, is only Darabana. And if tefillah is only midrabbanan and machmir, not to be mafsik of sensitivity, emel of ne'amelach, al achas kama v'kama. It's a davar chomor. It's davar choshev, a davar choviv. How can you be mafsik? How can you not give? Why don't we stand? I don't know. It's a good question. It's part of the way you eat.
You stand for Shema, you know.
Eating, davening is oimed. Okay, I think the main answer is davening is called oimed lifnei hamelech. When you daven Shemona Esrei, you are standing before the king. You are supplicating. Benching is not oimed lifnei hamelech. I'll give you an example in halacha. Are you allowed to have your chest exposed? Just have your chest when you're making a bracha. Absolutely. There's no requirement that you have to be the erva has to be covered. There has to be a hefsek being liboy le'erva, but the upper part of your body, maker hadin, can be exposed. There's no reason why not. You're making a bracha as long as there's nothing part of the body that needs to be covered, which means a lower portion of the body. And davar it's mavs being liboy le'erva, it's mutter. But when you daven shmona esrei, even kriyashma, you makabel upon yourself all malchus shemayim. You could be exposed as long as your head is covered. Your head must be covered, and the lower portion of your body has to be covered, and the mafsik bin libula erva. But when you daven shmona esrei, it's awesome. Daven shmona esrei, you have to be covered because you are begeder oimed lefnei hamelech. Birchas hamazon is equivalent to kriyashma. It's in that respect.
Daven with an open shirt, you can bench with an open shirt.
Yes, technically, yes. Yes, because you're not oimei lifnei hamelech. But even though you're not oimei lifnei hamelech, but the bracha that you're doing, that you're reciting, is a bracha that is a doraisa, that has the full severity of it's more chomer than almost anything that we do, and it has to be done with the greatest concentration, dignity, and respect.
The whole
brachas, three brachas. The machlekes in the Gemara, are the first three brachas are two or three brachas deraisa.
So, can you do this cell phone and the left?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There are four. The fourth bracha is derabanan. The first three is assumed to be deraisa. The first bracha was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, connected for the man. The second bracha was written by Yehoshua, commemoration of Eretz Yisrael, and the third bracha by David and Shlomo for the Hashuas Hashchina in Yerushalayim, the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So those are the three primary brachas: Hazon and Nodelcha and Yerushalayim, and the fourth bracha was established by Harugei Beitar, was established by the Rabbanan after the Churban Bayis Sheni, much, much later, in commemoration of the miracle that the people of Beitar, their bodies did not rot over the period of time from when the Romans executed them until they received burial, which we'll discuss when we get to, we'll discuss in much more detail. But there are basically four brachas, and we have to keep in mind the four brachas are deraisa. At least the first three are deraisa. It's more chomer in many ways than davening Shemona Esrei. And if we have full respect, we daven Shemona Esrei, lachas kam v'kam, we have to be very serious when we bench. Now let me just give you a few short things we have here. I saw this very nice far. I like this far. It made an impression on me. We have one of the mukaris for the benching is a pasuk in Yecheskel. A pasuk in Yecheskel says, "V'amizbeach vayidaber elai ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem." Hashem spoke to Yecheskel. Hashem gave Yecheskel a tour of the Bayis Shlishi. And he showed him all the dimensions, and he showed him the kelim, and he showed him the shulchan. Ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara and the Darshanim all explain that this is a reference not only to the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash, but the shulchan here really refers to the mizbeach, refers to a person's private table where he eats. This is Yecheskel, the end of Yecheskel, Perek Mem Hei, I think. I think it's in Perek Mem Hei. Ze Hashulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. I don't have it here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Perek Mem Aleph. Yecheskel Mem Aleph. Vayidaber Eli zeh hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem, and it refers to the mizbeach. Hashem shows Yecheskel the mizbeach, and then Hashem calls the mizbeach hashulchan to teach us that the person's own private shulchan is his personal mizbeach. Just like when the Beis Hamikdash would offer sacrifice to Hashem, bizman hazeh we do not have a Beis Hamikdash. The food that you eat on the table is like a sacrifice. You when you eat the food, it's like you're bringing a carbon. And when you eat the food with sanctity, with proper kavana, you make a bracha before, bracha afterwards, it's like you're bringing to Hashem a carbon. Zeh hashulchan ashlofnei Hashem. And the pasuk goes on, when the pasuk before, where it describes the mizbeach, it says, a mizbeach eitz is made from wood, shalosh amos. It's made from three amos. So the Darshanim explain, being that this pasuk is used by the Gemara to refer to a person's private table, and it says that there are three amos, it's alluding to the three parts to benching. The three parts to benching, the three brachos deraisa are Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha, the second bracha of Yehoshua, and the third bracha of David Ushlomo. And the three amos refers to Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Every time we bench, we're being Mekayim, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah. Yehoshua was the first of the Nevi'im. Sefer Yeshua was the first Nevi'im. And David wrote Tehillim. Shlomo wrote Shir HaShirim, Mishlei, many of the Sfarim of Ksuvim, that represents Ksuvim. So within the brachos of Birchas HaMazon, there is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. See, I left out a very important part. The Gemara says that one of the ways Bizman Hazeh we Mekayim Talmud Torah is by reciting benching. Because when you recite benching, you quote the pasuk, V'yachalta v'savatu v'erach v'tashem lakecha v'ashtav asher nosaloch. Benching is the minimal form of Talmud Torah. Just like we have this by Kriya Shema, that a person does not have an opportunity to learn Torah the entire day when he recites Kriya Shema, this is the beginning of Talmud Torah. When a person benches, he's also Mekayim Talmud Torah. But benching has the Maila that Kriya Shema does not have. Because when a person has no time to learn and he recites Kriya Shema, what type of Talmud Torah is he doing? He's doing a Talmud Torah of what? Of Torah. Because the parish of Kriya Shema are parshios that are written in the Torah. But when a person eats bread and he benches and he recites Birchas HaMazon, he's been Mekayim a din of Talmud Torah of all three, of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Because the essence of the first Bracha Hazan is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the essence of the Bracha of Noda Lecha is something which was composed by Yehoshua. It brings with it, the Bracha of Noda Lecha brings with it all the entire flavor of Sefer Yehoshua, which is Nevi'im. And the Bracha of Rachemna, which includes Shlomo and David, carries with it the flavor of Ksuvim. And just like we know that there's the mile of learning Talmud Bavel, when you learn a Daf Gemara, what's the mile? Bovel, Bol Al Vakol. It mixes together Torah, Nevi'im, and so when you learn a Daf Gemara, it's impossible not to encounter at some point in time, you're going to mix together Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So too, when you bench, you're getting the incredible benefit of a full spectrum of Talmud Torah with Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And that is a gedder, a very important gedder of Talmud Torah that's higher than Kriya Shema. There are two times a day, even if you do nothing. You don't have time to learn. You work the whole day, take care of your children. You don't have time to work. You don't have time to learn. Who has time to learn? So at the very least, you say Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema, you Mekayim Talmud Torah. But if you wash and bench, you Mekayim Talmud Torah on a higher level with Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story and we'll stop later. Tell you a quick story. One of the very good Haggadahs, this is a little bit off the topic, you would never ever know. There's a Haggadah article published on the Haggadah of the Chazon Ish. you probably these haggadahs that come and go, you don't even see them. So I saw this haggadah. Oh, chaznish. All right, they translated into English. What are they going to write already? They write a vart here, a vart there, a cute little vart. It's an amazing haggadah because it's not really a haggadah on the chidushim and the Torah of the chaznish. It's the life. It's like if you wanted to write a biography on the Chazon Ish, this is a better biography on the Chazon Ish than the biography on the Chazon Ish, because in the Haggadah they it's just full of wit and chokhmah and anecdotes that are just, it's like a kotsk, the sharpness of the penetrating the truth, the depth of MS. So they have a lot of very cute little things there in the Haggadah, and they have, of course, a section on benching. So one thing which made a very big, strong impression on me is the story. I didn't know the story of the Volozhna Yeshiva. Shir HaMalas. Shir HaMalas would say, HaZorim B'dima Berina Yiktsaru. So he tells the story that when the Panovich Arav came to Eretz Yisrael, and he established the Panovich Yeshiva, the Panovich Arav, there was a corner, if I'm not mistaken, I recall from memory, there was a cornerstone ceremony. Today, every so often, you have a new institution, make a new building, and they have a cornerstone foundation. They lay the stone, and everyone has a shovel, and they take pictures, fundraising event. So they laid the cornerstone for the Panovich Yeshiva, and the Chazon Ish was there. And it came out in the conversation that the Panovich Arav was fasting. He was fasting. Everyone was celebrating. There was a spread for all the donors. He was fasting. So I don't remember the exact details, but the he was talking to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish told him that the first yeshiva was the Volozhna yeshiva. Right? Chaim Volozhna made a yeshiva. And that's the mother of all the yeshivas bizman today. Our time is all patterned after that model. But it wasn't the only first yeshiva. There was another yeshiva that was built at the same time in Brodny. There was another yeshiva later, another famous yeshiva that was built later on. But there was another yeshiva at the same time in Brodny that was also established at exactly the same time as the Volozhna yeshiva. So the Chazon Ish says, why was it that the Volozhna yeshiva was matzliach and the Brodny yeshiva was not? The answer is because on the day, the inaugural day in Volozhin, the Volozhna yeshiva, they all fasted. That it was such a significant event, and they wanted siyata d'shmaya, that they should not sliach. They fasted. Everyone, that was the takon. Everyone should fast on the first day. Right. And by the Brodny yeshiva, it was day of celebration. So he said, HaZorim B'dima, when you plant with tears, Berina Yiktsayru, HaKol Hoylech Achar HaSchola, the kavanas that go into establishing an institution, those kavanas is what will carry the institution into the future. And if it's done with a kavan L'Shem Shemayim, Ad Kedei Kach, where you take it so seriously, where you fast, then the results will be different. And that's why the Volozhna yeshiva, he says, the Chazon Ish said, matzliach. And the Panovich Arav, he intuitively understood that, and he fasted when he prepared the preparation. Everyone go to Panovich, you ever see the yeshivas? It's unbelievable what's going on over there. It's just the buildings and buildings and buildings, learning in Bnei Brak. But the interesting is, he tied this into the pasuk, and it really makes an impression on me every time you say the pasuk on Shabbos. HaZorim B'dima, those who plant with tears, Berina Yiktsayru. If you plant with Rina, if when you plant the seeds, it's in a state of Leitzonis and merriment, and you don't take seriously what it's all about, Rachmana Litzlan, then the Katsira, the harvest, will be with tears. The foundation is the ikar, and that is something which is very interesting. When you bench, that is the. You have to think why, but that is the hagdama to benching. For some reason, that's a very powerful musar that you have to think about when you bench in Kadosh Baruch Hu. I guess when you're benching, that's you from that koyach you go weiter. What do you need koyach for? What are your kavanas? Okay, but that is this little vart relating to Shem Aleph. We'll pick it up with Shem tomorrow.